6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Thursday, June 30th, 2022, last day of the month, and that's the last day to take advantage of our 15% off site-wide sale, excluding dropship products, because it's going to end at midnight tonight, Central Time. Jay, Power Hour Jay, you know her, you love her. She's going to be taking your order by phone until 4 o'clock this afternoon. I know the phones are busy right now. As a matter of fact, I just got my seed order in the mail just now. That's right. I'm excited because I want to go plant. Yeah, I want to see what we could do here with the White Harvest seed package. I got the Big 40 kit. Come on, have you ordered yours yet? You got until midnight to get 15% off as part of our site-wide sale. If you're buying any of our closeout items, by the way, you don't have to worry about applying a discount code because it's already done for you. But the sale that's going on right now, I mean, 15% off, that's a pretty good deal. And so if those things are, on your agenda to order and you've been putting it off, well, the sale ends tonight at midnight Central Time. So, you know, don't procrastinate on this one. Jump on that puppy and let's get those things ordered. The non-GMO heirloom seed kits, the Miracle Skin Sugarfoot, all of that stuff is available right now. Thank you, of course, to our Granbury, Colorado listeners listening in a Global Star. Thanking you for your support. Everything is a big help, especially if you go on thepowerhour.com and all of a sudden that little buymeacoffee.com little banner pops up. Just click on that and you can see all the different ways you can support the Power Hour. It's what keeps us on the air. If you aren't getting our email newsletter, all you have to do is text Power Hour at 22828 to join and get the Power Hour newsletter delivered right to your inbox. Best way to get everything you need, including our archives of all of our broadcasts. And of course, once again, we appreciate you taking advantage of this 15% off site-wide sale at the Power Mall. You can connect to the Power Mall directly at thepowermall.com, or you can click on it through the website, thepowerhour.com. And do your shopping. You got till midnight tonight to take advantage of the sale. Wow, we're headed to a July 4th weekend. And already there's been a shift in the Supreme Court. They've been busy up there in D.C. As a matter of fact, they've granted an emergency Republican application to reinstate a disputed election map in the state of Louisiana. It's a move that allows the map to remain in place for the next elections. And, yes, of course, whose law firm represents some of the voters challenging the map? Attorney Mark Elias. Yeah. I would imagine he probably knows a lot about what really upset all of you 80-plus million voters out there that thought your election was stolen. You've seen 2,000 mules. Yeah, he was, of course, disappointed by the high court's ruling, and they're going to reinstate the application. It's going to make it harder for Mark Elias and his liberal left to try to screw with us some more. Of course, he wrote on Twitter, "We will not give up. The fight for voting rights and fair districts continues." You know, why we have to get into this two-party system? You see the mess it's created. And, of course, election law expert J. Christian Adams, a former U.S. DOJ civil rights attorney who now heads the Public Interest Legal Foundation, an election integrity group, welcome the order. Says, looks like the court's ready to fix some bad redistricting law, what he told the Epoch Times. In that ruling, the high court also stayed two lower court rulings that found the redrawn congressional district boundaries in the map probably violated the Federal Voting Rights Act by diluting the power of black voters. See, this is the thing. The Supreme Court always rules narrowly on things. And sometimes it makes a decision that just irritates the hell out of the powers that be, and you know what? Rightly so. Former ICE Chief Tom Homan. Don't hear about him too much ever since he left the Trump administration, but I'll tell you what, he's a major contributor on Fox News. He's also given a lot of input to the folks at EMP Shield as well. He's the former head of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. And he's basically just really, really down on this 50 illegal immigrants being smuggled in the back of a tractor trailer. It's really sad that that even had to happen. He's basically said nobody deserves to die that way. But see, the thing is, he looked into this. He'd seen it before in Victoria, Texas in 2003. A tractor trailer with as many as 80 illegals in it, crammed inside with no water and no way to get out. It was a refrigerated truck in which the smugglers had turned off the refrigeration. The same as in San Antonio, 19 people died. He says, I know in my case he didn't use refrigeration because he didn't want to draw attention to himself, because if he ever got stopped, he claims it's empty, there's no reason to check. But if all of a sudden you see the AC running, it's like, okay, Mr. Driver, what you got in the back? 170 degrees inside the truck. The temperature on the moon during the day is 212 degrees Fahrenheit. It's a steel box in a Texas summer, according to Tom Holman. Temperature in San Antonio had topped 100 degrees when a nearby worker heard a cry for help coming from inside an abandoned truck and went to investigate. Opened the door, and it was bloody hell inside. 46 people were already dead. 16 more transported to the hospital, 4 in pediatric cases. According to Charles Hood, the San Antonio fire chief, we're not supposed to open up a truck and see stacks of bodies in there. None of us come to work imagining that, he said. But yet this is what happens, and these people pay to be smuggled across the border. And this is what they get. Those of you who believe everything, you got another guest coming once you're already here. Because all of these people have taxed our system. The money system. California is now giving food stamps to illegal immigrants coming across the border. Giving away all that state money. And yet you liberals out in California think this is okay. Gee, if it had to come straight out of your pocketbooks, and maybe if they emptied out your checking accounts and said, oh, well, it went for a good cause. We had to do something if we're going to give all these illegals food stamps. Somebody's got to pay for it. You do. How about we just take it right out of your bank account? Then maybe they'll complain mildly. Well, how are we supposed to eat? Well, you should have worried about that before you voted all of us liberals into your legislature. What goes around comes around. The number to call, 844-769-2944. If you have a bitch or a gripe or you want to complain about something that we're talking about, maybe you have a solution to our problems out there. We have a report for those of you. I know Esther in Washington called up and told us that she was growing pot. And I'll tell you, there's some things in the health sector of our email blast. Newsmax has uncovered that marijuana use increases the risk for emergency room visits. Recreational marijuana use was associated with 22% greater odds of needing to visit an ER or be hospitalized, according to Canadian researchers. Physical injuries, lung ailments, gastrointestinal problems were the top three reasons why pot users had to go to the hospital. And why would that be? Well, if you read the article, the way THC, which is the ingredient that gets you high and takes away the pain, that's tetrahydrocannabinol, that stuff way back when was like 4% of the level in pot when you smoked it. Now, because of everything we've done to beef up, synthetically or otherwise, the effectiveness of THC, there's now up to 95%. 95%. That's right. 95% THC levels, and this is one of the reasons why. If, unlike Esther, you are not growing this stuff yourself and you can control its natural things, the natural output, the natural concentration of THC, you can control what's in it. Not this garbage you're buying on the street, or you go to a dispensary and you got a medical marijuana, you know. Well, one of those things. Oh, I have a prescription. Yeah, Dale Jones, the comedy guy that I like to go see every time he's in town. He's funny. He's very animated. He has a new CD out called I Have a Prescription. That's how he meets people. He says, I'm Dale and I have a prescription. How would you like to run into somebody and that's what they say to you, you know? Yeah, I like to sniff markers. Yeah, that's Dale for you. I mean, it's so funny, but I mean, you look at this stuff and you're like, it's no wonder these people are in the hospital. I mean, we know that a lot of people are taking CBD, which comes from the male pot plant, right? The male pot plant is where they extract CBD oil from. And a lot of people are taking Delta 8. And there is some, you know, study. Somebody's always, you know, claiming, well, this is dangerous stuff. You shouldn't be taking it. But, you know, still people are, because it makes the pain go away, whatever's going on. So there is some dispute and debate going on in the states, including Texas, where I'm at on Delta 8, and it's used and had been outlawed yet. Meanwhile, production has been halted in the world's biggest chocolate plant, run by Swiss giant Barry Callebaut, in the Belgian town of Wheezy, after the salmonella contaminations were found. Firm said yesterday, or actually, no, it was today, it was earlier in the day. Belgium is about 6 hours ahead of us, I think. Said that production had been protectively halted at the factory, which produces liquid chocolate in wholesale batches for 73 different clients making confectionaries. There have been no reports so far of any chocolate consumers infected by the salmonella, which cause salmonellosis, a disease that causes diarrhea and fever, but it's only dangerous in the most extreme cases. So you see, we like to give you the updates. Oh, by the way, if you work for Tesla and you're in California, you're just SOL. They just laid off 200 workers in their embattled autopilot division in California. That facility's closed. Of course, the autopilot feature was facing mounting scrutiny from the federal government over a growing list of crashes involved in the driver assist feature. One of those things that you have to be concerned with. Bloomberg reports Tesla's laid off around 200 workers from the autopilot team. Reportedly a surprise, given Tesla previously disclosed the layoffs targeted at salaried positions in the past rather than a reduction of its hourly workforce. Added to this, CEO Elon Musk outlined a plan to boost hourly jobs as recently as last week. Anything that's on your mind, the number 844-769-2944. Kevin in Ohio, how are you, sir? What's going on?
Hey, very good. I hope you're good too, Dave.
We are doing well. Doing well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, this seems like this clock's just ticking away, doesn't it?
It does.
Everything's coming to a head, man. And
well, you know, I got to wonder.
Yeah. Man, that border deal about, you know, release back to Mexico is gone, and that's really terrible. That's just rotten. I want to bring up a subject for preparedness, and that is we should be able to see things at night, you know, what's going on outside and so forth. So I got into the thermal imaging devices available.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, what solution do you have?
I found one called a FLIR, F-L-I-R, Scout. It has some more nomenclature with it. I found it on eBay, about $550, I think, with an extra protection plan and stuff. I bought it at about $600. And this infrared, I read every review there was on it, and it's just really plus, plus, plus.
Good.
People, you get that thermal imaging, and you're not using a night vision where it lights you up.
True.
Your objects will not see you when you're using it.
I like that idea because, you know, night vision works just the opposite. I mean, they can see when you've got night vision. All they got to do is shine a flashlight in your eye, and you're blinded.
You're right. Yeah. And this this device is just, it has handy things even around the home and stuff. You can find your heat losses out of your house. That's an excellent use for it.
Oh, it sure
you
is.
Can track your, yeah, you can track your animals if you want to look, you know, where they're going. Well, hey, where's my dog out in the woods right now, you know, and hunting. And that'd be handy in the future for some people who don't know things like that.
Well, yeah, it's a good thing. See, well, I appreciate that, Kevin. And not only that, but see, the Federales used it at Waco to look inside the compound. They used FLIR, which is forward-looking infrared technology. FLIR in an aircraft, and that's how they knew where everybody was inside the compound before they set it on fire. You can't tell me they didn't do it because I know better. You know, you don't pump CS gas. You don't pump CS gas into a facility not expecting it to catch fire, because anything, any spark, anything could set that stuff off. It is flammable. So you can't tell me that the government didn't have a hand in the deaths of those 75 women and children and the occupants at Waco. So that's a good plus, Kevin.
I certainly agree with you.
Yeah, thanks for
bring one.
Go ahead.
Can I make one more comment? I think we're getting a KY jelly treatment right now because our gas prices dropped 30 cents in one day here. So, I mean, I think that they're going to give us the big one real soon. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I got a feeling you're right, you know, except I don't think they're going to be using KY when they do it. So, anyway, I know all of I know all of those of you out there listening probably got a very good graphic on that. And, you know, please don't be offended by our candor, because we are all really, if you are listening to the show, and we thank you for your comments, Kevin, we really, as tastefully as it may be, the thing is that we all understand how the screws are being put to all of us, we the people in America. Our Congress is doing just the opposite of what we the people want them to do. You know, it's like this is where tyranny comes into play. And this is one of the things that, you know, I got to take issue with a lot of what is going on. And I'm not anti-government. Governments are necessary to do the will of we the people, but not the other way around. And so when you got a government out there, because I don't want people sitting there telling me, well, you're just anti-government, you know, and the feds will do this. They will demonize anybody out there that doesn't think, you know, irrationally like all the rest of America is. They're not following the narrative. They're not being duped. And this is a big problem. When you're being duped, that is a problem. And you can't be duped. It's one of those things that, you know, we just got to put our foot down and we got to come up with solutions. This is what it's all about. If we don't have solutions, we are going to bear the brunt of all the bad stuff that these people in the Great Reset have planned for us. And we cannot tolerate that. In Arizona, by the way, they have set a new standard for education this past week, passing a bill that allows families to pick the school of their choice, and the state's going to help fund it. The legislation includes an empowerment scholarship account eligibility to every Arizona family. They are now eligible under House Bill 2853 for the state's 2011 Empowerment Scholarship Account Program. It was initially designed for disabled military or failing students. Under the program, state families qualify for $6,500 in tuition annually per child for private or home schools or learning pods. Amazing. Homeschooling with $6,500 tuition paid. Wow. You got to love that. You see, those are the solutions I'm looking for out of our justice system. We are including a PDF of the banks and how they're fighting foreclosures. It's dirty pool all the way around. It's all political. We know that if you're being foreclosed on or you know somebody who is, you got to wonder. And we've downloaded a PDF that you can read and decide for yourself. It's a brief from the attorney. They are trying to disbar Miami attorney Bruce Jacobs. And I have met this man personally. I've signed affidavits in his office. I have given him video evidence from robo-signers who are manufacturing phony documents to steal people's homes. I know the guy personally. Now the banks are just trying to harangue him. The courts are after him. Everybody's after him. He is a fighter for the foreclosure victim. And it's bad. You know, you got these people out there. The banks are all complaining We can't have this attorney Jacobs out here because it's just bad for business. We can't steal homes because Bruce Jacobs uncovers the truth. And the courts don't want to listen. Now, next, they got such packed dockets, they don't want to actually listen to reason. They don't want to allow investigations. I mean, he's got like five or six different judges all coming to bat for him. And they're trying to take him out. They're trying to disbar the man. He has done nothing but good in the world. And we want you to read about it, Revenge of the Jacobs and the Jedi. They're trying to sanction him and do all sorts. The Third District Court of Appeal in Florida, these guys are evil, in my book. Of course, you have to judge for yourself by reading the PDF. And you see exactly how the justice system is working these days, folks. Moving on to another subject, here's something. 93-year-old homeowner opens fire on an alleged intruder who's now in critical condition. Let him have it. See, guns come in handy. Fox 11 reports that the incident occurred in the 4300 block of Eucalyptus Avenue. Riverside County Sheriff's deputies arrived at the home to find the alleged intruder shot. He, of course, was transported to a hospital. The 93-year-old homeowner's wife says, hey, you know, he's pretty pissed off. He's been targeted by burglars and intruders numerous times, and he's had enough. Every time he calls the cops, guess what? They took forever to come and assist him. So he decided, you know what? The next one of these little SOBs that breaks into my house, I'm going to shoot him. And that's exactly what he did. He's been working all of his life. And whatever little things he has, he's protecting from now on. You know, CBS News is reporting almost half of the nation's murder cases are unsolved, including around 3 out of 4 Chicago murder cases. And in West Hollywood, the West Hollywood Council voted to cut 4 cops and instead replace them with 30 unarmed ambassadors. Oh, well, we'll see how that goes. That whole thing. I mean, they honored porn star Stormy Daniels with the key to the city. That city has seen a crime rise of 137% in 1 year, but they're going to send out ambassadors unarmed. We'll see how that goes. Oh, my. We are going to be back at the bottom of the hour with a special guest. Stay with us.
Antibiotics. But what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Thursday, June 30th, 2022, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. The headlines just out right now, McConnell rips Biden over dangerous attack on the Supreme Court. After Biden criticized the court's decision to reverse Roe v. Wade, Biden was answering questions Thursday in Madrid, Spain, calling the court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade destabilizing. Called it outrageous behavior. McConnell fired back after Biden's remarks, saying the Supreme Court on the world stage is below the dignity of the president. You know, attacking a core American institution like the Supreme Court from the world stage is below the dignity of the president. We all know Biden is a commie pig anyway, don't we? I mean, most of us, our Power Hour listeners out there, everything he's done so far, including open our southern borders, and now to come out and criticize. You know, the law is the law. The Supreme Court is supposed to be the law of the land. That's why we have a system of checks and balances. And anybody that would criticize that gets an F in my book. And that's exactly where Biden is. Total abject failure. Susan Swift is with us on the phone discussing D-Day, Dobbs versus Roe v. Wade, returning abortion to the states. I think half of these people are imbeciles that are out there protesting. They don't understand the total conclusion of this. So we're bringing Susan Swift on the show right now. She's an attorney with the Right to Life League. I can't get it through anybody's brain these days. That's why we have to have an attorney on to explain it to these liberal idiots out there. And that's just what they are. Susan Swift, welcome so much to the Power Hour. We're glad you could make it.
Thanks so much for having me, Alan. You're just making me crack up. And I will try to explain this with small words that even liberals can understand.
Yeah, well, the thing is, the oldest pro-life organization in America, which is the Right to Life League, you can give your viewers legal perspective of what is going on with this upcoming ruling. I know you've been doing that all across the country. You're testifying in California now. Explain what you're doing out there.
Oh, well, this is kind of getting near the end of the legislative session out here in California, and they are trying to ram through so many really horrific pro-abortion bills. I mean, this is abortion on demand up through delivery and beyond. No, I'm not even kidding you. That's AB 2223. I was at the Capitol and in the committee room until very late last night because they've got so many bills, and they started on AB 2223, and I gave my testimony, and then the debate started, and it was just epic, and I can't wait to get video to share with people, because what this bill does is it will legalize infanticide. It says that any mother who wants an abortion, you know, self-abortion, any kind of abortion at all, she is not going to be investigated or prosecuted or investigated at any point, because anything that she chooses is her pregnancy outcome, up to and including perinatal death due to causes that occurred in utero. And that phrase, that doesn't appear anywhere else in California law. It's unique. Perinatal is a period of time after birth. Perinatal. It's not prenatal, before birth. It's after birth. So perinatal death and the perinatal period in California is 28 days. So the perinatal period is basically 28 days after death. Any baby who dies due to causes that occurred in utero, That's not defined either. Could be, I don't know, a genetic anomaly. It could have been an injury during birth. Could be a whole lot of things. It's just not defined. But any baby that dies in that period, no one's going to investigate it. It strips the coroner from being able to investigate the death of this baby born alive from maybe a botched abortion or anything. So what this bill will do is it will allow, a woman to have a baby and maybe it's got Downs or maybe it's got other problems or it's just struggling. She can just leave it to die or dump it in a bucket like a Kermit Gosnell, and anyone who assists her, not just an abortionist, not a nurse, not anybody with licenses or anything, anyone, neighbor, anybody who assists her in that, in letting that baby die, they won't be investigated either. And in fact, if they are investigated, that's just the mere threat of an investigation, finding out why did this baby die, right? That then these people, anyone or the mother, can bring a lawsuit against the state or whoever is investigating them for $25,000 plus attorney's fees. I'm not even kidding you. This is a hot mess of a bill. And in the hearing that was going on last night, Senator Melendez, who is a California senator, and she is very pro-life and awesome, she started asking questions of Buffy Wicks, who is the author of the bill, ostensibly, and said, well, where in this bill does it allow that a perinatal death can be investigated? Because, Ms. Wicks, you're saying that any baby born alive, it will be protected and we can investigate it. But where does that appear in your bill? Point me to that section of the bill. And Ms. Wicks couldn't. She just said, well, I'm not a lawyer and I'm not a doctor. And Melendez came back and said, yes, but you're a legislator. This is your bill. Point it to me. Find it. And Wicks kept referring back to attorneys on the line from Planned Parenthood, and they couldn't answer the question either. So it was really epic. That's what I was doing last night. And then they suspended the hearing in the middle of it. In the middle of the questioning, because the chairman of that committee is very pro-abortion, he's Senator Pan, and he wanted to cut off everything. So he suspended the session, and they haven't come back in until they're coming back in maybe later today to continue this debate, so that finally we're having some really pro-life people stand up and start asking questions about this crazy infanticide bill.
That's nuts, Susan Swift. This is Dave Krieger with the Power Hour, and I've already told all my listeners out there I'm adopted. My mother had me in the 50s when it just was not right. You did not have babies out of wedlock. So if you want to call up listeners and call me a bastard, you go right ahead. I resemble that remark. But here's the thing. My mother at least understood abortion was not right. She carried me to term and had me, and I went to a home for unwed mothers. That's where I was born, and was adopted out at 6 months. I don't mind telling people this because this is my perspective. Instead of just letting the baby die, they could just turn it over for adoption or let the system take care of it. But see, I have a feeling, and because, Susan, you have 7 kids yourself, you've got a personal perspective, a personal understanding in all this. My listeners need to understand that there are, ways to get around this. My whole thing was, if it was going to kill the mom, if it was a rape or an incest, or let's say, for example, all these women who went out and got the jab when they were pregnant, all of a sudden they got a stillborn, and the doctor says, hey, I don't hear a fetal heartbeat. You're carrying around a dead fetus inside of you. That thing's got to come out. Those are the only situations where I think that we should be looking at and trying to address in a logical fashion, not sit there and this is declared infanticide. This is murder. This is legalized murder.
Absolutely it is. It is absolutely legalized murder, Dave. It really, truly is. And you're right in that, look, if it's a stillbirth or stillborn, right, that means the baby's already died. We're not talking about taking a life. We have to really reclaim the language here. Abortion is the intentional killing of an unborn human being in the womb. That's its only purpose. Now, the pro-aborts use that term as health care. Abortion is not health care. It is the destruction of a human life on purpose for the sole purpose of killing the baby and then dragging out the pieces. That's what abortion is. What we should be talking about is delivery of a mother, right? And if she really is in mortal danger from, say, an ectopic pregnancy or some other, you know, like, well, a stillbirth, the baby's not there. There's no baby anymore. The baby has died. No fetal heartbeat, right? Like you said, that's something different. That is just to prevent infection, et cetera. But in the rare cases, rare when there's an ectopic pregnancy or there is some other true threat to the life of the mother, what we should be talking about is medical delivery of the woman to save her life and to give that unborn baby a chance at life, right? Maybe the baby is delivered at 17 weeks, and maybe that's, you know, right now in our science, maybe that's before viability, so the baby is going to struggle perhaps and die within a few hours, but at least that baby is humanely delivered, maybe has a chance to be baptized, and at least the mother can cuddle it, or at least treat it as a human, right, before it dies, but it is delivered alive and whole. It is not ripped up in the womb, alive. This is what abortion is. They stick in metal tools up inside the woman, and I won't get too graphic, but these metal tools they're long and they have teeth on them, and they grab onto the arm or the legs of the baby, and they have to yank it out, rip it one at a time, and keep going back in there until they've got the arms and legs off, and then they start dragging out the intestines and the spine and everything, and they literally have to crush the baby's skull until this white substance oozes out, because that's the baby's brains. And then they know they've got it all. That's what abortion is. That's the intentional killing of a human being, baby. And for no other reason, in 99% of the time, it's for the convenience of a mother, for this radical hate of life. That's what this agenda is. And we have to rise up and we have to stop it. We have to start drawing attention to it. We have to call it what it is, which is it is murder. And there is no justification for murdering a baby in utero. There just isn't. There's nothing. These are human beings, for goodness sakes. And I'll even take up an issue, and you can argue with me if you want, Dave. But even in the cases of rape or incest, here is my position. Let's pretend your house is broken into and vandalized, right? And then the police officers come. They don't arrest the burglar. No, they walk two doors down to your neighbor, who wasn't at home at the time. He was out at a concert. But they arrest your neighbor, and they drag him before a court, and they kill him because it's a capital offense to burglarize your home. That's what we're doing when we approve abortion in the cases of rape or incest, because that little baby wasn't present at that time. When that rapist took advantage of that young girl or whoever it was, that baby didn't exist. That baby is a product of the crime, but it is an innocent victim of the crime. And we should, in the richest country in the whole world, we have so many blessings, especially in California. We have $100 billion surplus thanks to the Biden blue state bailout. We have $100 billion. Couldn't we spend just $1 billion to save these lives of these mothers, give them counseling, the support, and everything they need? Everything that they need so that they can keep that baby alive, deliver it, put it up for adoption. Why can't we fix our adoption program in this state? $1 billion certainly would go a long way, but here in California, they are afraid, they're scared, they see that the Dobbs decision has destroyed their right to take life across this nation, and they are now absolutely radical, jamming through bills here that will legalize abortion in this state on demand, 24/7, up to delivery and beyond. And that is what we do at the Right to Life League. We fight against this. We educate people. We oppose this kind of legislation, and we serve the pro-life clinics and centers and homes across this state. We help them stay compliant with all of the rules and regs so that they can't get shut down, so that they keep their doors open and serving women in crisis.
844-769-2944 if you want to get in on this argument. I don't want to argue the point about rape and incest. I know you brought it up, but here's an idea. You get all these people, normally if they get convicted of rape or incest, because it's illegal in most states, I don't know, maybe California wants to legalize incest. I mean, look at what Joe Biden did. Ashley's writing all about it in here. Daddy took showers with me, you know, and so that was inappropriate. So, you know, did he have sex with his daughter? I mean, we don't know. I mean, The guy's whacked out anyway. He doesn't even need to, you know, where's the 25th Amendment when you need it? So you got this idea of rape. You got this idea of incest. And so here again, all these guys, and here's California now, not only does West Hollywood want to have send out ambassadors that are unarmed into crisis situations, we're going to see how that works out, but then you got issues with these guys going into prison, going, oh, by the way, even though I'm a man and I've got, you know, male genitalia, my name isn't, you know, my name anymore. I have a girl's name now. I'm now identifying as a gender transitioner. So you have to put me in with a women population because I still have to get a nut. So, you know, this is the guy. They need to treat these things, Susan. If they're going to do this, if they're going to have to hear me out here now, I know that's funny. But the thing is, when you, and it sounds cockamamie, it's way out there. But the thing is, when you're dealing in a situation of rape or incest, I think that the guy doesn't get the right to do what he wants as far as gender transition anyway. I think if they're convicted of rape or incest, you know, all that needs to go away. And they need to basically, if they want a sex change, give them one so they can't ever bear kids again. I'm not in favor of chemical castration. I'm in favor of physical castration to teach them a lesson. And we can start with Hair Sniffer Joe. You know, after it's all divulged, you know, Hair Sniffer Joe needs to be castrated too, because God, we don't need his family anywhere near the gene pool.
Well, you know what? We should strengthen any kind of laws against rape and incest. Absolutely. And how about put these guys in jail? I don't know if they really are being, you know, maybe they get out. In here, it's like a revolving door. Nobody gets arrested for anything out here in California anymore. But even, let's go even farther. Let's make it clear to our young men that if they ever do any of this, guess what? Half of their property or their income for the rest of their lives, or at least the life of that child for 21 years, it goes to them automatically. Like, there can be some serious financial constraints, right? That penalties that if a woman, and she has, and the other side of this is, a woman can't just say, well, I was raped, it was late, it was date, and I had a drink. You know, you have to prove it. You got to go into court, you got to prove it, which, you know, because otherwise you're intimidating people and you're claiming things that may not have happened. But let's say it happened, he raped her, and let's make sure he has to support that child and that mother, right? Why don't we have laws on the books so that she doesn't have to worry about that? I mean, she's going through enough trauma. She should have date support and all kinds of counseling and any resources.
Oh, there you go.
And she should have like half of his property or something. I mean, this is on the fly what we can do. But why don't we have laws like that that are serious, so that, you know what, like the talk that, you know, moms and dads have with their young sons, you look them in the eye and say, dude, you know, you do anything like this, if you're not really, really careful, I tell you what, you're never going to have a business again or a life. You're just going to be, you're going to give practically your entire, you know, wealth and everything to the woman and this baby that you create. So don't do it. How about that? Because you know what? And I gotta make a one point with you. We can end abortion today if we all just exercise restraint, a personal responsibility, and say, hey, I don't want to create a child with anyone unless I know that we're in a committed relationship. It's called marriage, right? And that way I'm going to restrain myself. I am not going to be having hookups and things like that, because I don't want to risk someone else's life, namely the baby, because I just wanted to have a good time. If we all take that responsibility, each man and woman, we just say, you know what, I think I'll just wait. Not for any other moral reason. I support the moral reason. I mean, I'm Catholic, and murder is wrong, and we should be in a married relationship. But even setting that aside, let's just talk practically. Let's say I don't want to be the cause of someone else's death, and I am not going to, as a man now, I'm not going to give some woman that I just met a hot second ago, I'm not going to give her power over my life to either kill my children or to drag me through 20 years of financial hell for a mistake I made, right? Because that's what you're doing. That's the risk you're taking. You are going to create a new life, and then you're going to have that woman in your life the rest of your life. Why not just say, you know what, not tonight. I think I'll wait. That could end abortion in this country tomorrow.
Well, there's another aspect to this whole thing, Susan, and that is what the woman goes through after being raped or the becoming a victim of incest by a parent. You got PTSD. That has to be dealt with. You mentioned crisis. That's a crisis. That woman has to live with that event, child or no child. That woman has to live with that event the rest of her life.
Let's
and,
get
and
that
there's got to be some reparation for that.
Like I said, in California, thanks to the Biden blue state bailout, we got everybody's taxpayer money in this state now, right? We have close to $100 billion. How about we have counseling for that? How about it? How come we can't spend just $1 billion to help women, to counsel them, to comfort them, to console them, right, for all of the any trauma? But again, we have to, Dave, you have to remember, we are talking then less than 1%, because most of the cases that we're talking about are very, very rare. But what we're really debating in California and across this nation is not the issues of rape and incest. If we were just talking about that, if that were really truly the only things we were concerned about, I bet you 90% of the whole pro-life movement would just kind of go away. Because those are the tough cases. Those are the things that break your heart, right? The 12-year-old who was raped by Uncle Joe, right? That's what breaks your heart. You don't want that. But those things we can handle on a case-by-case basis. That's something that the pro-life movement, everyone could probably come to an agreement on. Let's talk about the 99%, which is abortion on demand. You know, I scream my abortion. I shout my abortion. I have the right to kill baby. There have been a video of some woman said, yes, the woman's right to kill the baby. What if after birth? Well, yeah, it's her right. How about at 2 years old? Oh, it's her right. I mean, they literally think that somehow women have this superpower that they can kill some other person because of convenience or because they want to. That is absolutely disordered. You can't do that. It is not legal and it's not moral.
No. I mean, it's as disordered as Eileen Wuornos. You know, she's totally disordered too. In the state of Florida, put her to death. You know, she's out there playing a prostitute and killing her Johns. So, I mean, you know, this is just nuts what they're doing. Half these women that are out there protesting right now are of the age that if their parents aborted them, there wouldn't be anybody out there protesting. So my other question here is,
I know.
I'm serious about that.
The thing is, they're all out there
threatening all of us that are pro-life. They're threatening us. I mean, the Constitution, clearly they don't understand that it doesn't guarantee the right to an abortion. In fact, it guarantees life and liberty in the pursuit of happiness. The problem is they've taken liberty to the other end of the extreme. Well, we have the liberty to do whatever we want, and that includes killing our unborn kids.
Right. And here's the funny thing, because the right to life precedes the right to liberty, because it's mm-hmm. called natural law. You can't have a right to privacy unless you exist in the first place. And guess what? A chair does not have a right to privacy because it's not alive, right? It's not a person. So you have to be a person first. You have to exist. And then you can exercise the other rights that follow, like liberty and then pursuit of happiness. I would place privacy somewhere in the pursuit of happiness. That's where that is. But there's a natural order, and that is why the Declaration of Independence, I wish the Supreme Court had used that document as part of their analysis. I would have liked it if they could have gone farther and interpreted the law in that way, but that is more along the activist line of justices, and I don't like an activist court. I prefer a very, very conservative construction of the law, which is exactly what we got, at least out of five of the justices, when they looked through the Constitution and said, I don't see abortion in here. I see Second Amendment, gun rights, yep, that's in there. I see Fifth Amendment, I got Fourth Amendment, yeah, those are all good. No abortion, nope, not in here. So that means it goes back to the states. And that's all that decision said. That is all it said, is that this issue doesn't exist in the federal government, therefore the federal court doesn't have jurisdiction or power over it. And that means the states control that issue, because that is how our country was set up. So all of these people who are pushing fear porn, saying, I don't have a right to abortion, it's been bad. No, that's just not true. It depends on what state you want to live in. You can move. You want to have an abortion on demand every month? Come to California. They're funding it. It's all free here, by the way. They're throwing billions, well, no, I should say millions, $120 million at funding abortion on demand here. So that's where the issue is going to be debated now. And that's why the pro-life movement, now the real battle starts, because the federal government took away the right to life issue long ago with Roe versus Wade. Just took it away and said, well, we're going to have a federal decision, Roe versus Wade. And then they tried to tinker with it in Casey. They took that issue away from the people. That's what took away our rights. Roe versus Wade took away the people's right to decide the issue of abortion. And now the Dobbs decision has restored the right to the people in their various states and legislatures to decide the issue for themselves. That is why it's a victory for federalism. It's a victory for the judicial system, because it corrects a grievous error that was placed on us by the Roe court. Roe took away our rights, not
it's,
Dobbs.
It's also,
Dobbs
yeah, it's all,
returned
Susan,
our rights.
It's also a victory for the 10th Amendment.
Yes, yes, exactly, because it returns the issue to the states. The states will decide on a case-by-case basis, whatever they want to do, and for us in the pro-life movement, that means now we got new battlegrounds, right? Now is the time to activate in our states and to try to back pro-life candidates, to try to challenge these pro-abortion laws, to do everything we can to change the hearts and minds of people in our states legally, right? And that's another thing about the pro-life movement. We worked for more than, well, the Right to Life League was founded in 1967. We've worked for more than 50 years to make a difference legally, lawfully, using our system, and we've won. We will that fight in the states the same way.
That's right. Right to lifeleague.org is the website. Susan Swift, thanks so much for being on the show, discussing the reversal of Roe v. Wade and what it's really all about from a legal sense. Dave Krieger with you. We're out of time here for today on the Power Hour. Remember, the sale ends at midnight tonight, Central Time. Get your orders in. Site-wide sale happening here. We will see you tomorrow. Until then, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.